This podcast is brought to you by Purposefully Different Productions and is proudly sponsored by Little Dish, makers of delicious fresh meals for kids that are an absolute lifesaver on busy days. I love these meals because they are different to other kids' meals out there. They include a variety of ingredients, lots of textures, and are made with little taste buds in mind. Before we get started on today's episode, here's a word from our friend Giovanna Fletcher.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the Little Dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plates, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Hello and welcome back to season two of How to Feed with Charlotte Sterling Reed, the parenting podcast that brings you reassurance, confidence and practical advice on feeding your baby, toddler and your whole family. Today we're diving into a topic that many parents will find confusing and overwhelming: reading food labels when buying foods for kids. We'll break down some simple, common misconceptions and highlight what to look out for on those labels, as well as sharing tips on how to efficiently read them, even when you're short on time. Remember, this is all about empowering you with knowledge and not about judgment or fear. And I want to start by addressing a common misconception that all prepackaged foods are unhealthy. This is simply not true. While, of course, it is great to cook from scratch when you can, prepackaged foods can be convenient and nutritious options, especially for us busy parents. The key is really knowing how to read the labels and how to choose the best options for your family. I also want you to know that it's absolutely not about only choosing the best options. There will be plenty of times when that simply won't work, and that's okay too. Feeding kids is all about balance. So first things first, let's talk about the basics of food labels. When you pick up a packet of food, you'll notice several pieces of information on the label. These typically include the ingredients list, the nutritional information, and sometimes health or nutrition claims. Knowing how to read these and how to interpret the labels can really help you make healthier choices for you and your children. Now, food labels are there to provide you with essential information about the nutritional content of your food that you're buying. They're there for a very specific reason. However, I always like to recommend that parents think about the front of the packet labels being essentially a shop front for the food. They are certainly there to encourage you to buy them, which of course is absolutely fine, but I always like to share with parents and try and make them a little bit aware and maybe a bit more mindful and savvy of that concept when you're shopping. You can't always take front of pack labels at face value. You will usually need to do a little bit of a deeper dive on the back of the packet first before you can tell if a food is something that you want to offer regularly or maybe just every now and then. So if you're looking at labels, here are some of the simple things to get you started with figuring them out. Number one, as I've already said, don't take the front of pack at face value. Do your own little deep dive first. Number two, turn the product over and check out the back of the pack. This might seem a little time consuming and it might take a little more time when you're going around the supermarket or when you're doing your online shop when you very first do this. But honestly, you will soon become a really efficient label reader and you'll also know which products you do and don't prefer to buy at a simple glance. Number three, look at the ingredients list and the nutritional column on the back of the packet and use these as tools to compare between similar food products. Don't worry, I'm going to show you exactly how. So when you're reading food labels, there are a few things to keep an eye on. Number one, the nutritional panel on the back of the pack. This section will provide details about the nutritional content of the food. And this will include information on the calories, fats, carbohydrates, protein, minerals, and vitamins that have been added or claimed about. It legally has to be included in a certain way and a certain order in the back of the pack. And within this section, it's a really good idea to focus on the key nutrients for children's health. So on the shop-bought foods, these are likely to be sugar, salt, saturated fat, and fiber. These are often the areas where prepackaged foods can vary the most, and they're also nutrients that it's important to be aware of for health reasons. For example, you might want to look at foods that offer a bit more fiber than others, as fiber is really important for the digestive system. You'll also likely want to look for foods lower in salt and sugar, as these are recommended to be limited in young children's diets. Within the nutritional panel, also focus on the 100 gram column. When you're looking at the nutritional content of the food, the 100 gram column is your friend, as it really shows you the percentage of a nutrient that is in that product. For example, if it says 10 grams of sugar per 100 grams, that means the product is 10% sugar. And this is such a useful way to compare between the products that you're thinking of buying. Within the section, also check out the salt and the sugar content. According to NHS guidelines, foods that are classified as high in salt have more than 1.5 grams of salt per 100 grams. And foods that are classified as high in sugar will have more than 22.5 grams of total sugars per 100 grams. These are some really good numbers to have in your mind when you're looking at foods and when you're trying to keep those sugars and salts lower for young children. However, it's important to know that these are all based on adult label reading recommendations. So when we are choosing foods for young children, we definitely need to be choosing foods that have much lower levels of salt, saturated fat, and sugars. Number two, check out the ingredients list. So the ingredients list is actually listed in order of quality from the highest to the lowest. This can give you a really good idea of what the product is actually made of. Those first few ingredients are really key as they will show you what the majority of the product is made up of. It's always good to check for whole foods on these labels. For example, oats or apple or pasta. And also look out for foods with ingredients that you really recognize and that you would use yourself at home. For example, if you picked up a product and it had a really lengthy list of lots of ingredients, you hadn't heard of many of them, you don't have many of them at home, or many of them aren't whole foods, it might be better to see if there is another option. A point to note about the ingredients list, sugars are often naturally occurring in food. So you might see sugars on the label and be surprised, for example, in a plain yogurt. But this doesn't mean that that sugar has been added to the food. Naturally occurring sugars are found in whole foods such as fruits and vegetables and dairy and grains. And these sugars are part of the food's natural composition. And they also come along with essential nutrients like fiber, vitamins and minerals. So when you're looking at the ingredients list, naturally occurring sugars will typically be part of the whole food ingredients. For example, fruits. Ingredients like apples, bananas, raisins contain naturally occurring sugars. Vegetables. Ingredients like carrots and sweet potato also contain naturally occurring sugars. Dairy. Ingredients like milk or yogurt contain lactose, which again is a naturally occurring sugar. And whole grains like oats or barley also contain these naturally occurring sugars. Added sugars or free sugars are those that are added to foods during the manufacturing process to enhance the flavor or the texture or even the shelf life of the food. And these sugars don't necessarily come with the same nutritional benefits as those that are naturally occurring. And they can contribute to health issues if they are consumed in excess. So here are some of the common names of added sugars that you might want to have a look out for on the ingredients list. Sucrose, cane sugar, dextrose, fructose, glucose, maltose, molasses, agave nectar, honey, and maple syrup. Using the ingredients list can help you tell if the sugars in the product come from whole, naturally occurring sugars or come from added and free sugars. If you recognize the product contains a lot of whole fruits, so banana or dates, for example, it might still be high in sugar, but not necessarily high in added sugars. And added or free sugars are the kind that you want to be eating a lot less of, and especially for young children. Sometimes manufacturers might use multiple types of added sugar to avoid listing just one on the ingredients list. So check out for multiple names of sugar in that list. Number four, lastly, portion sizes. Sometimes these are displayed on the label on the panel next to the 100 gram column. And it's so important to note that these are set for adults and not children. We need to think realistically about the actual amount that your little one will be eating. Is it a whole packet or is it just a proportion of that packet? And remember that these figures are set for adults. This can really help you to figure out how much of any nutrient your little one is getting as well. Always consider the realistic portion size for your little one. So here are a few of my top tips for efficient label reading. I know that as parents, we often don't have the luxury of time to stand in the supermarket scrutinizing every label. So here are some tips to make the process quicker and easier from me. Number one, don't take front of pack at face value. Number two, practice that label reading at home when you have some time so you become much more efficient when you have a little bit more time. Number three, compare similar items so you can see the variation between brands and easily then pick more appropriate options. Number four, use labels when shopping online. They are usually easily available and up to date, and you can do it in your own time too. Number five, try to plan ahead. If possible, take a few minutes before your shopping trip to look up some of the products you regularly buy and check whether you want to buy them on a regular basis. Familiarise yourself with those labels so you know what to expect. Lastly, use the traffic light system on the front of pack if there is one. Many products now have a traffic light system on the front of pack, showing at a glance if the food is high, red, medium, amber, or low, green, in fat, saturated fat, salt, sugar. This can help you make quick decisions, but remember, these are based on adult, not child recommendations. However, it is still a helpful guide. So to summarize, here are some of my practical tips that you can start using today. Number one, check the 100 gram column and use this to compare products and choose the ones with lower sugar and lower salt content. Number two, be mindful of those portion sizes. Remember that the portion size on the label may not match what your child will actually eat. Number three, use the traffic light system. Look for green and amber lights to make quick, healthier choices. Number four, read the ingredients list and aim for products with whole foods and ingredients that you recognize. Number five, plan your shopping. Spend a few minutes researching your regular buys to save time in store. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of How to Feed. This podcast is brought to you with support from Little Dish. So a big thank you to them for hosting us in their headquarters. If you enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a quick review. It really does make a huge difference. We will be back next week with a brand new exciting episode. See you Monday. This episode of How to Feed wouldn't have been possible without my sponsors, Little Dish. Their meals are fresh, delicious, and made with ingredients that you would find in your own kitchen, making them a brilliant option for busy days.